Nisechtes Bava Basra, Daf Mem Beis, five lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis, and the Gemara states, Shloish Lekuchas Mitzdafin, Amurav, Bekulim Bishtar, that Reuven has Edim that he owned this property, and his Demar Kamo, and he claims that he never sold this property, and Shimon claims that he bought the Sada from Reuven, and he has Edim that he was Machzik in the Kaka for 1 year, and Levi has Edim that he was Machzik in the Sada for the next year, and he claims that he bought the Sada from Shimon with the Shtar, and Yehuda also has Edim that he used the Kaka for the third year, and he claims that he bought the Sada from Levi with the Star, and therefore between Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, they were machzik for 3 years. This would be a valid chazaka, and Reuven cannot claim that since each of you only used the sada for 1 year, so I didn't feel that I needed to be meicha, as I didn't know that you bought the sada from each other, and I thought that you were each too scared to stay in the sada for more than 1 year, since you each knew that the sada didn't belong to you. And Rav explains that since Levi bought the sada from Shimon, and Yehuda bought the sada from Levi with the star, so certainly there was a call, and Reuven certainly should have known that they each bought the sada, and were acting as owners, and he should have been meicha, since Reuven did not protest, so Reuven will lose his rights to this kaka. Rashbam points out that certainly there is no requirement for Shimon to have his original shtar, as if he would have a shtar that states that he bought the sada from Reuven, so certainly Reuven will not have any claim. The Gemara is, Lememri de Sava Rav, shtar is lekala ve'edim leslu kala, that clearly from Rav Shita, it seems that the only reason that we are certain that Reuven knows about these transactions is because both Shimon and Levi bought the sada with the shtar, and when people gather together for an official closing, and they execute a shtar and have witnesses sign, so creates a call. But if Shimon or Levi would have bought the sada in front of Edim but didn't create a shtar, then it wouldn't create a call, and therefore Reuven would be able to claim that he didn't know that they bought the sada, and they wouldn't be able to create a chazaka. And the Gemara therefore asks, for Amar Rav hamecha sada be'edim and goyvim in the chasim shubadim. But Rav specifically holds that if Reuven sells the sada to Shimon and he's mekabla chrais and he guarantees the sale, he states that if any prior buyer or lender comes and seizes the sada, that he'll be responsible. And then Levi comes and seizes the field from Shimon, that Shimon has right to go and seize any of Reuven's other properties that he sold after the sale of this sada to Shimon. And clearly we see that even though Shimon didn't receive a shtar or a deed from Reuven, and only has Edom that testified that he bought the sada from Reuven b'achrayus, that Shimon can still collect melukuchais, and we see that Edom alone will create a kol, and therefore all the future lukuchais should have known that Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and Reuven guaranteed the sale, and when the lukuchais bought the sada, they should have made sure that Reuven has enough assets to satisfy and a potential claim that Shimon may be able to bring against Reuven. Gemara answers, Hasam or Samagur is Shani Lukuchais, that Inu Afsid and Shayu, that although certainly in our case of Shlesh Lukuchais, that a Mitzafin, if they would only have Edom, wouldn't have a shtar, that Edom would not create enough of a call to put Reuven on notice that Levi and Yehuda bought the Sada, unless Reuven actually does due diligence and actually tries to find out why Levi and Yehuda are using the Sada. However, certainly in the second din of Rav, of a Mecha Sada of Edom, Goyim and Chasam Shubadim, so certainly when Levi wanted to buy a sada from Reuven, so certainly prior to buying the sada, he should have done proper due diligence, and if he would have inquired, he would have found out if anyone may have a potential lien or right to the sada, and certainly even if there are only Edim, the potential purchaser would be able to find out that Reuven sold his property and guaranteed this property to Shimon, and since Levi bought this sada and he didn't do proper due diligence, so he caused this loss to himself, and as Rashbam states, he was shadi zuzi bichti. And we continue on that membez amnaf, and the Gemara continues that we just stated that Lefi Rav, a potential buyer has to perform due diligence, and certainly Edom create a call, and then we have to return the sada to a prior purchaser that bought a piece of property from Shimon b'achrayus, even though he only had Edom, and even without a shtar. And the Gemara therefore asks, Umiyam Rav Hachi, is it true that Rav really holds like this? But we will learn in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Ayin Ahim Adav, Hamavus Chavir B'shtar, Goyim and Chosim Shabodim, Alide Edom, Goyim and Chosim Necharin, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon with a shtar, and a mortgage that creates a lien on all of Shimon's assets, so if Shimon doesn't pay Reuven back, so Reuven can collect from any assets that Shimon sold after the time of the loan, and since there was a note, so it created a call that Shimon owes Reuven money and there is a mortgage, and therefore all future Lukuchais were on notice and Reuven can collect from the Lukuchais. And Ayin Rashbam who points out that we hold Achrayas Toyah Sefer, and even if the Shtar doesn't specify the lien, a lien is automatically created since they wrote a Shtar. However, if Reuven lent this money to Shimon Balpeh, then even though Shimon was Mekabel Achrayas, and even though they were Edom, that Reuven lent this money to Shimon, however Edom alone would not create a call, and therefore the Lukuchais weren't on notice, and therefore when Reuven comes to collect his money from Shimon, he could only collect it from Shimon's unencumbered assets or B'nai Chayin, and not from the Lukuchais. And as Rashbam points out, Reuven can only collect from B'nai Chayin as long as Shimon is moider that he didn't pay the loan back to Reuven. But if Shimon claimed that he paid the note back to Reuven, so even though Reuven has Edom that Shimon borrowed this money, but as we know, Hamavas Chaver Be'edim in Sarach L'Payer Be'edim, and ultimately we see that Edom alone would not create a call. Chol, and we don't say Lekuchas Hudaf Sidu Anav Shayu, and therefore from this Mishnah we have a question on Rav Shita, and the Gemara states V'chitemu Rav Tanahu Polig, and if we will say that in Chanami Rav is Cholik on that Mishnah, and we know that although Rav was from the early Samroim, but he still had a din like a Tano, and he could be Cholik on the Mishnah Daf Kufay involved, and he would hold that Edom alone do create a Kol, but the Gemara asks by Rav Shmuel the Amitabayu that Rav and Shmuel both agree that Milval Peyton Goyva Leimena Yarshiv Leimena Kuchais, and the first Halach is not relevant to our Gemara, but Rav himself states that if Reuven lends money to Shimon without a shtar, then Reuven would not be able to collect the debt from the Yarshin of Shimon, as Rav holds Shibud Lav Deraisa. Most importantly for Asugya, that Rav holds that Reuven would not be able to collect Menal Kuchis either, since it was a Milva Be'edim, and Edom did not create a Kol, so clearly we see that Lefi Rav, Edom Greda cannot create a Kol. The Gemara responds as Michalik, as Milva's Vini Karamis, Milva Ki Koyazev, Betzina Koyazev, Ki Hechid Lelitzlu Nichse Alei. However, Zvini, Mandi Zavin Arab, Fahesi Zavin, Ki Hechid Leipel Lekola, that you can't ask a stira from these two dinam of Rav, as the second member of Rav, where he stated that Edom did not create a Kol, that is specifically in a case where Shimon borrowed money from Reuven, and certainly a loan is done quietly and in seclusion, and Shimon specifically will ask the Edom to keep the existence of the loan quietly and keep his confidence, as Shimon knows that people will hear that he borrowed money and know that he's under pressure and stress, so they will try to buy his assets for a lower price, and even Reuven wants to make sure that the loan stays private, as he wants Shimon to have enough value in his properties that he'll be able to pay off his loan eventually, and therefore Edom certainly do not create a call. My havile lekuchas lemeved, certainly there is a major concern, mishum pseid lekuchas, as they have no way to protect themselves, and the only way that a call is created is if Reuven and Shimon execute a shtar, and it's a milvah b'shtar. However, the previous member of Rav, where Reuven sold the sod to Shimon b'achrayis, so even if there was no deed, and the transaction was only done in front of Edom, so certainly in order for Reuven to get the best price for his property, so certainly he'll want to make sure that it's advertised and it becomes public knowledge that he's looking to sell his property. Hopefully in this way he'll create a price war and he'll be able to receive the highest price. And as Rabbeinu Gershon points out, that Shimon also wants people to know that he purchased property from Reuven, as people will then know that he's an usher and has money which is beneficial to Shimon, as in this way people will want to do business with him, as they know that he's a real buyer and a real closer. And therefore, certainly in this scenario, if Levi goes and buys a property from Reuven, certainly he should have performed due diligence, and he would have found out that Reuven previously sold another sada to Shimon bar Achrayis, and Yehu d'Avsed Anav Shayu. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Ochla Av Shana V'Ben Shtayim, Ha'Av Shtayim V'Ben Shana, Ha'Av Shana V'Ben Shana V'Alekech Shana, Ha'Rezu Chazaka, that if Yaakov used the sada for 1 year, and he then died, and his son Reuven now used the sada for 2 more years, or Yaakov used the sada for 2 years, and then he died, and Reuven only used the sada for 1 year, or in a case where Yaakov used the sada for 1 year, and Reuven his son used the sada for 1 year, and then Shimon bought the sada from Reuven with a shtar and used the sada for a third year, and the Merakama was never Mecha, so in all these cases, it creates a valid chazaka, as ultimately the owners now use the sada for a total of 3 years, and Reuven would not be able to claim that the sada belongs to him. And as Rashbam explains, that since Baruch Karadavua, so certainly the Merakama can't claim that he didn't realize that he inherited his property from his father, and therefore, certainly between Yaakov and Reuven, their mitzvah and chazaka of Shol Shanim. And as Rashbam states, Sharia Kol Yodin Shadar Chaben Lirish Sa'av, and we also see that when Lekech buys a sada for Yerush with a shtar, that a kol is created, and the Merakama should have been Mecha, and can't claim that he didn't realize that Shimon bought the sada from the Yerush. And as the Gemara states, L'meimer Lekech is Lekola, L'chir, we see from this Braisa that when a purchaser buys a sada from a Yerush using a shtar, that it creates a kol. The Gemara asks, Vermini, I'll ask you a stira from another Braisa, and some explain that this Braisa is right next to the previous Braisa, as the Braisa states, Achlo b'fnei Avshana b'fnei Ben Shtayim, b'fnei Avshtayim b'fnei Ben Shana, and in the third case, b'fnei Avshana b'fnei Ben Shana b'fnei Lekech Shana, ha'rezu chazaka. In all these cases, the person that is muchzik in the karka now for 3 years will have created a chazaka, and he will be able to keep the sada. And the Braisa gives a case where if Levi bought a sada from Yaakov and is trying to create a chazaka, and he used the sada for only 1 year while Yaakov was alive, and then he used the sada for an additional 2 years after Yaakov died, and Yaakov's son Reuven was Yerush the sada, or the opposite, that he used the sada for 2 years in front of Yaakov, and then Yaakov died, and then he continued using the sada for another year in front of Reuven, who yashin the property from his father Yaakov. Finally, in the case where Levi actually used the property for 1 year in front of Yaakov, 1 year in front of Reuven, and 1 year in front of Shimon, who bought this sada from Reuven with a shtar. So since neither Yaakov nor Reuven nor Shimon was Mecha and didn't protest against Levi, so Levi can't create a chazaka, and Shimon can't take the sada away from Levi, as Levi claims that he bought the sada from Yaakov, and Levi has Edom that he used the sada for for 3 years and no one was Meicha, and therefore he wasn't careful with his shtar and he doesn't have his original shtar. And Levi also claimed that he didn't know that Shimon bought his sadah from Reuven, as when someone buys a sadah from a Yerush, then it doesn't create a kol. Therefore, by the mere fact that Reuven sold this property to Shimon, that did not create a valid mechar. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on the previous brisa, as v'isach gedaitach lekech islekola in lecha mechar gedel mizu, as lecheru, if by purchasing the sadah with the shtar, it does create a kol. So certainly Levi would have heard that Reuven, the heir of Yaakov, sold this property to Shimon. And if so, Reuven clearly showed that he felt that he still owned the property, as otherwise he wouldn't have authority to sell this property to Shimon. And if so, Levi should be on notice that he should retain his shtar as proof that he originally purchased property directly from Yaakov. And as the Gemara states, in lecham chag de lemizu, and the Rashbam points out that the Gemara really could have asked this question directly on Rav, who previously stated when buying a property with a shtar, it creates a kol. And certainly from this brisa, it's muchach not like that. And the Rashbam states, the Rav b'lekech m'lekech bayri, that since in Rav's previous case, we were talking about someone who bought a property from someone that previously bought the property, so hilkach alimalei tfei lemifach m'aydidamlei, and therefore the Gemara wants to ask a stira between two similar brises, which we're talking about creating a kol when the Yerush sells a property with a shtar. And Ayin Abam Taisana Ahmed, who points out that the Gemara could have simply stated that the first brisa, as well as the din of Rav, is discussing a case where the sale was done with a shtar, and therefore a kol was created, but the second brisa is specifically discussing a case where a kol isn't created, as the sale was not evidenced or consummated with a shtar. However, Taisus answers Shema Dadifim Neikom Mishani, that the Gemara had a better teretz. However, Ayin Ramban, who states Bedinu Davali Lameim Blekech Blei Shtar, as Taisus points out, Mishum Dhanach Tati Masnaisa Gabi Hadodi Tanya, and the reason why the Gemara didn't give this teretz is because both of these brises were actually learned right next to each other, and therefore in both cases of the brisa, it must be talking about a similar scenario where this property was sold with a shtar, and it could be that's why the Gemara didn't ask this question directly on Rav, as then we would have been able to answer this teretz. And Lamaisa our Gemara answers Amra Papa Ki Tanya Hi B'Meicha Sedesiv Stam, that generally, certainly as Rav stated, if someone buys kaka with a shtar, it does create a kol, and even if he bought a sadah from Yerush, it creates a kol, just as the first brisa stated. And the second brisa, when Reuven sold his property to Shimon, he specifically told Shimon that I'm selling you all of my father's properties, and Shimon claimed that this sadah that Levi is muchzikin was also included in the sale. But Lamaisa, we respond to Shimon that although it's true that he bought all of Yaakov's properties, but this property that Levi is muchzikin was not included in the sale, as Levi previously bought it from Yaakov prior to Yaakov dying, and therefore Reuven was never Yerush's property, and Reuven couldn't sell these properties to you. And certainly, although Shimon bought these properties with the shtar, but the shtar only created a kol that Shimon bought any remaining properties that originally belonged to Yaakov. And even if Levi heard about the sale, but he surely would rely that Reuven could have not sold this particular sadah, as he already bought the sadah from Yaakov prior to Yaakov dying, and Reuven never owned this property. However, keep in mind that certainly if Reuven only sold this one property to Shimon with the shtar, which is the same sadah that Levi is trying to create a chazakah on, then certainly in lecha mechar gedel mizu, and Levi could not create a chazakah, as he would be on notice that Shimon may come and be ma'ara as to his ownership rights. And Ayin Taisu points out that when the Gemara states that Levi used the sadah in front of Reuven, who was the son of Yaakov, is specifically discussing a son who is a gadol. If Reuven would still be a katan, Levi could not create a chazakah as ein mechzikim b'nechzei katan. Of course, this din of Taisus is relevant to a machzik against the katan. Let's keep in mind that the first part of the brisa was discussing a case where there was a yerush that was trying to be machzik and trying to create a chazakah, and the Rashba points out yesh mefarshim dafka b'nei gadol dum de'ochlo b'fnei ben shtayim that he al kochah b'nei gadolu, as Taisus pointed out dein mechzikim b'nechzei katan v'afilu higdol v'reishinami b'gadol. Therefore, the first part of the brisa is also dafka speaking about a gadol that's trying to make a chazakah al b'katan loy the katan la ba mechuyah behu, as you can't be meichel against the katan the la ba is duri b'shtaru, as he can't guard his shtar. However, the Rashba continues, and the Rashba uses a play on words and uses lashon chazaka, and he states that I don't like this pshat. The time of the chazaka la mishum is due to the day b'luchud. That's not only based on the fact that you watch your shtar. El kivin the high shasik with glayim l'dava. And one of the main points of chazaka is that the marakama was not ma'ara, and therefore there's a reis in his bailus. El shabatech shalosh amir le lemachzik ach v'shtarcha ul achas shalosh kivin le mizdab b'tvei. Let's continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins how umnin vashutfin varisin vapetropin in la chazaka. Even though we know that b'negei metaltlin a person can't be machzik in metaltlin immediately, however, if there's a worker that that takes an item home with him in order to fix it, then he cannot create any chazaka. And as Rashbam states, Bali umna shamalich lohem bebasim lasakin kalim, kagoyin salvayim, like dyers, ikosim, or launderers, ychaitin, isarkin begodim, or weavers, or other types of people that handle begodim, shetoyin lukuchu biyadi, and they will claim that we bought this item, then they will not be able to create a chazaka. And as Rashbam points out, b'loi b'chesle shol shonamari, the stam umen le shayach al mentatlin, b'chesle shol shonamari, nema al mkakoi, al mentatlin, mishu muchse b'shal chaveri, afilu shal acha, shon roim, shiyetzi mitachas yodoi, afo pishiyish chaveri edim, shayish loi, and even though his friend has edim that originally belonged to him, and he's the marakamo, nema zeh muchse k'loi malukua chaviyodi, the stam lekech mentatlin mechaveri b'loi edim mkoyna, uvloi shtar, chut midvar, masu yin la'ashu la'ashka, ba'omel lukuchin heim biyodi, de'inin nemon, k'kaimel of Masech Shavuos, v'hochi nami gam me'umnen, and a similar status is given to an umin, afilu dove she'inu osu lahashu lahaskar, v'osu lishalchu l'umon, kidei lesaknoi, ein lechazok l'itin l'kuch biyadi, ma'ach she'ish edun l'idach, she'ish loi, v'toyin shalachtu l'chol lesaknoi, and since Reuven claims that he actually sent this item to Shimon in order to be fixed, then Reuven will be Neman, since Reuven has edim that he was the Marakamo. And similarly, the Mishnah teaches us that two partners cannot be machzik on each other, and as Rashbam said, shalachu kak b'shutfis, and even though they bought this land, b'shutfis, and even if one of the partners used the kaka for 3 years, that would not create a chazaka. And this is a standard way that partners would use a sada, and therefore you can't create a chazaka. And similarly, an oris can't claim that I own the sada. Rishpam points out that even if the oris would have edim that he used all the periods of the sada for 3 years, and generally an oris splits up the periods and he splits the mechzel shlush levia. However, an oris cannot create a chazaka, she yochalim ha'ma'ara, as Reuven could say, la risa suratev, v'tmei peris hay mishalmli, and he would pay me the value of the extra peris they took, or is it graftum alav b'milva, or I gave it to him as a loan, and he was going to pay it, inami minigarisim la'avit kaka esashanim, or there are cases where an oris would work for 10 years, v'chonim shanim oichlam ha'bailim kol ha'peris, shal kol ha'soda, v'akach oichlam ha'risim chomish shanim k'negdon, and therefore an oris would not be able to create a chazaka. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us that a petropin, a trustee of a yorish, would not be able to create a chazaka, as certainly the only reason why he's using the peiros of this kaka is only because he's a trustee and he really doesn't have any ownership rights. And Ayin Rashbam, who brings down over Seder Mishnas Rabbeinu Geshem Hochi Gasinon Hashutfin Va'Petropin Va'Risin, and he is not Gerus Ha'umnin. However, Ayin Ar Rabbeinu Geshem, where clearly Rabbeinu Geshem was Gerus Ha'umnin, and this point will be further discussed when we learn the Gemara. And the Mishnah continues: Lo Ish Chazaka B'Nichse Ishtoi. A husband cannot create a chazaka in the chosim that his wife brought into that marriage. For example, like Nichse Mulog, V'Lo Ish Chazaka B'Nichse Baylo. And a wife cannot create a chazaka on the chosim of her husband, and even though she's using those nechosim for many years, her husband could claim that I let her use these nechosim because I had to give her mezaynes. And finally, v'leila av benichse ben, v'leila ben benichse av, that a father cannot create a chazaka on the chosim of his son, and a son cannot create a chazaka on the assets of his father. Ayin Rashbam, loyla ish sha'ich l'peris nechsim luk shal ishtay chazaka benichse ishtay, de ochi de ba'al mechal peri, v'imigashen o titol nechsim luk shala, v'gemur parach pshita, and Rashbam explains, that each one is considered like a trustee for the other, and therefore one can't be machzik over the other. The Gemara will discuss what type of child we're referring to. And let's keep in mind that up until this point, the entire parak has been discussing the concept of chazaka, which is a method that if someone is able to prove their ownership of an item, and we're not talking about chazkas kinyan, we weren't discussing someone that's trying to acquire an item using a chazaka. And the Mishnah now continues with that din, as the Mishnah states, all the dinim that we were discussing until this point on certain things that you have a chazaka in 3 years and certain things that you can't create a chazaka, and even by using an item you weren't able to create a chazaka and proof that it belonged to you. However, that is only talking about a case of machzik. However, the Mishnah now teaches us that if Reuven wants to give a gift to Shimon and he wants to give him property as a gift, or achin shel chalku, or you have two brothers that want to split up the yerusha, or if there's a ger that dies and then property becomes hefka, and now someone wants to be koyin his kaka, no, v'kodeh parts kolshu or izu chazaka. So although we know that kaka nikkes bekesh b'shtar v'chazaka, but in this case where someone gave a matana or achin shel chalku or machzer b'nichse ager, there is no kesef that's changing hands and is not necessarily going to be a shtar, and therefore the only way to be koyin the kaka is through a kinyan chazaka. And the Mishnah teaches us that the way to make the chazaka is by being no kodeh parts kolshu. For example, when Reuven gave a matana to Shimon, or brothers split up assets, or someone was koyin nichse ager using losing chazaka, then no one else would be able to be koyed this item. And for example, by matana, Ru will not be able to be chayza. When the brothers made a kinyan and they split up their estate, then they can't be chayza. And similarly, if the person that was koyed the nichse ager through a kinyan chazaka, he would own the nechasim of the ger. And Rashbam explains, no, osedelas that you made a door, the gada or gada chayma, or you built a wall, or pierced a kadesh yikanes bar, or you breached through a wall in order to go into the chazar. In all these cases, you show bailus, and therefore it's considered a kinyan. And we continue on daf membeis and membeis, and the Gemara begins, Avudah Shmuel v'Levi tanu shutuf in l'chazaka v'koshkin uman, that the father Shmuel and Levi, who was a friend of the father of Shmuel, they learned in our Mishnah that a shutuf doesn't have any chazaka, and they weren't gerus in our Mishnah, ha'umnin, and certainly if shutuf can't create a chazaka, then certainly a worker can't create a chazaka. And as Rashbam states, Avul uman lo tanu d'koshkin in l'chazaka, the in l'chelik klal, as he doesn't have any ownership at all, the name of migud ha'l'chelik by konam echaveres chalkoi, as in the case of Shufim, someone may have Amina, that since he already has some sort of chelik, so maybe he went and acquired it from his friend. However, b'negei and Uman, there is no svar to say that the Uman owns it, el vade l'saknanit loy, and certainly the reason why Shimon, who is an Uman, has this item is because, as Reuven claimed, that Reuven gave this item to Shimon in order to repair. The Gemara continues, Shmuel tani Uman ein l'chazaka, that Shmuel actually learned in our Mishnah that we stated Uman doesn't have a chazaka, aval shutuf yesh l'chazaka, but l'fi Shmuel, our Mishnah actually taught us that Shutfim actually would be able to create a chazaka on each other. And as Rashbam says, Tim Isid le Machle Chalkai, Holy Lavis Adama Velechla Peris Beshutfis, as if Reuven didn't really transfer his ownership and his bailus to Shimon, then he wouldn't have allowed Shimon to use the Peris for 3 years. And Reuven would have been using these Peris during these 3 years together with Shimon. I entice that certainly Shmuel agrees that there are cases where Shutfim would not be able to create a chazaka, as the Gemara will explain. And Vim Taima M. Kain listing Masisa and Shutfim in Chazaka, that if it's true that even according to Shmuel, there will be a case where Shutuf does not create a Chazaka, so why wouldn't our Mishnah state Shutuf in Chazaka, Alpha Pishi Shutuf Shiesh Chazaka, Kehechi the Tane Aris, Alpha Pishi Shai Aris, Shaina Risa Bata Ovis, Shiesh Chazaka, Ayin Taisis, and he states Viesh Chalik. And the Gemara continued that Shmuel that stated that a Shutuf Yesh Chazaka, Vaad Shmuel Tameh, as Shmuel is Golan Shitasai, the Amma Shmuel, Shmuel stated, Hashutuf Machzikin Zalzer, that Shutuf can be Machzik one on the other, Umeidin Zalzer, and one could say testimony regarding the other and regarding the other partner's shutfis, and when each shutif uses this item, Lamaisa he's watching this item for his shutif, and we look at him as a shemisacha and not as a shemichinam, as ultimately he has benefits because of the fact that he is able to use this item since he's a shutif, and therefore we don't categorize him as a shemichinam, and then we categorize him as a shemisacha. And the Rashbam explains, Machzik in zel zeh, ima echad machzik b'chalkai uvechil chaver, gimel shanim havi chazaka, umeidin zel that if a third party comes to be my ara and say that this field doesn't belong to Shimon, so Reuven could be one of the edim that testify that Shimon owns this property and he's the shutif, but they have a negei ba'edis can refresh and come on, and the Gemara will explain why Reuven is not considered a negei ba'edis and why is Reuven kashal edis. Finally, v'nasin k'shem esocha zel zeh she'imi bayis echem ha'nignav davish al shutfis chayav l'shalam k'shem esocha v'zeh l'schori she'gam chaveri yishma kol k'shir zman she'mesham ezeh ach. The Gemara continues, Rumbly Rab Abel Rab Yehuda b'ma'arta de Rab Zakai. Rab Abba asked a question to Rab Yehuda while they were learning together in the cave of the yeshiva Rab Zakai. And Rab Yaakov Emden in the Yavid says that this was during a time that the Jews were being persecuted and they couldn't learn b'fahesya, and therefore they learned b'tzina. And the Bachas Gerus over here b'matzarta, and it was at the olive press which was by the yeshiva Rab Zakai. When Meiser Rab Abba asked the following question to Rab Yehuda, that Mia Meshmul Shutav Yeshel Chazaka, that could it be that Shmuel really stated that a partner have a chazaka and are able to create a chazaka one and the other, but Shmuel stated shutuf kier b'shustabi, if one partner goes and uses the entire field and therefore uses even his partner's side of the field, then he's considered like someone that's yer b'shus, and therefore you have a din like a sharecropper and would be able to get l'mechza l'shlusha revia l'chir lav l'memer the shutuf in l'chazaka. And it seems from this memory of Shmuel that although Shimon uses the portion of this field that really belongs to Reuven and he uses 100% of the field instead of only 50% to the field, he definitely cannot create a chazaka, but certainly he has a right to proper compensation, and Shimon has a right to collect the actual amount that a standard aris would get, and a standard sharecropper will get by working in someone's field, and just like an aris doesn't have a right to create a chazaka, therefore it seems to be clear that Shmuel holds that a shutif has a din like an aris, and therefore has no right to create a chazaka. The Gemara answers like Kasha, Hadanachas l'kula, Hadanachas l'palga, that one of these members of Shmuel is talking about a case where the shutif went and used the entire sada, while the second member of Shmuel is discussing discussed in a case where the shutev only used half of the field. And as Rashbam explains that if he's using half of the field, so what type of chazaka was he trying to create? And Dr. Rashbam, the nachzal palgal bechil kamufcho hichzik va'omer chalaknu v'gizel l'chalki v'exactly by shoshanim. And therefore, he's trying to claim that I had a right to the better part of his field. V'idichtarin adayim l'chalaknu, and the other partner states that we didn't split up our shutevus al kachasnenu beinenu, and this was a tnai between us she'ta'ich l'isichel gimushanim, that you will use that parcel of land for 3 years, and then I will use that parcel for the next 3 years. And the Gemara states that this teretz amil lahagisa v'amil lahagisa, that there are two different versions as to what the teretz was. And Rashbam explains, yesh mitaretzim b'in yizeh, hod om shmul shutuf yesh li chazaka, the nachzal kula, when Shmuel stated that shutuf has a chazaka, that's talking about a case where one shutuf used the entire sada, as is normal for shutufim to split up a shutufis with both partners and at least get some anah every single year. As Rashbam states, the minik shutufim litul b'shutufis pierced kol shana v'shana, or yizeh yitul chetzi kak v'zeh chetzi, or shana b'ol ha'mafrei, ma'shalokach zeh shtakei, yikach zeh asher, kol echad reitzel anus b'chol shana m'chalkai, v'zeh shenich l'hachzik l'chavir gimel shana m'chol sada. And certainly, since one partner allowed the other partner to use the entire sada for 3 years, v'adei mach l'eschalkai, so certainly he must have sold him his portion and his chelik v'hilkach havi chazaka. Rashbam continues that when we were dying from Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that shutfim inlin chazaka, that's talking about a case where one party was trying to be machzik here for the sada, and since it's normal for shutfim to do so, therefore one shutef can't have a chazaka over the other shutef. But Amilah Lahegis and some explain the terrors just the opposite, and when a shutef goes and uses an entire sada, then he would not be able to create a chazaka. And as Rashbam states, shekenu minug hashutfim lechel sada shol shanim v'hilkach l'motzi ton l'kuach l'chol b'yadai, however v'hichad nachaz v'polga havi chazaka, disparu d'cholkai dem isa d'nichal l'hanz b'cholka b'chol shana, as if this type of person wants to make sure that he has enough from his portion every single year, v'l'lehamtin shol shanim v'abba shanim achaver k'minug hashutfim, and he doesn't want to wait for 3 or 4 years, which is the standard of shutfim, and certainly he doesn't want to give up any hanah at any point. Therefore, he should have made sure that his deal with the shutf was that both of them will work the entire sada every single year, and then they will split the peris exactly in half. And in this manner, he's not leaving anything on the table in any particular year, and that is a more normal way for this shutf to handle his shutfis. By the fact that he allowed the other shutf to use this portion of the sada for 3 years, then it must be that he sold him the rights to the sada, or they split up the partnership, and he must have allowed the shutev to take the better portion. His partner must have compensated him some way that he allowed him to take the better portion. Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, Ravina explains that there's no steer in the words of Shmuel, as Havahad the Nachzal Kula, as really both cases of Shmuel is talking about a scenario where one shutev went in and used the entire sada, and Ravina holds that the standard is that one partner would not allow his other partner to go and use the entire sada for 3 years. Really, in general, since Reuven allowed Shimon to use the entire property for 3 years, so Shimon should be able to create a chazaka. However, that is only in a case where Reuven and Shimon could force each other to split up their partnership. And for example, if there's a din chaluka, the field is large enough that Reuven and Shimon could force a dissolution of this property. And therefore, by the fact that Shimon is using the entire property, it must be that Shimon bought the entire property from Reuven, and Reuven is no longer the owner. However, if Reuven and Shimon were partners in a sada which was much smaller and it's aimed by din chaluka, and neither partner would be able to force the other one to dissolve the partnership, then in this case it would make sense that Reuven would say to Shimon that l'maisa it's not a very large sada, and therefore I want you to use the sada for 3 years, and then I will use the sada for 3 years. And in this case Shimon would not be able to create a chazaka. And Ayin Rashbam, who points out hod ispa din chaluka abo amas l'zeh va abo amas l'zeh havi chazaka, and keep in mind that Rashbam is talking about a chotzer of two shutfim, as we know that a chotzer, the din chaluka, is abo amas l'zeh va abo amas l'zeh. However, b'negei sada, of course the share would be different, as we learned at Daf Yud Beis. And the Gemara continued, Gufa, we just learned on Shmuel that Shmuel stated, Shutuf Kiri B'Shustami, that if Reuven and Shimon owned a field B'Shutfis, and Shimon went and worked the property by himself, then he's considered like an Aris, therefore he would be compensated L'Mechzel L'Shulshavia for the work that he performed in the field. And we previously explained that we see from this din of Shmuel that a Shutuf has a din like an Aris, and therefore he doesn't have a right to be Machzik over his Shutuf. And therefore the Gemara asked, Ma'ak Mashmon, that L'Chari was the Chiddush of Shmuel, that Shutuf Inle Chazoka, that Shutuf cannot create a Chazoka, Lema Shutuf Inle Chazoka. So then why did Shmuel just state that Shutuf can't create a Chazoka? The Gemara tells us, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Bavua, Rav Nachman states in Amrav Bavua that the reason why Shmuel stated Shutuf Kiyari B'Shustami, and he just didn't state Shutuf Inle Chazoka, is Lema in order to teach us, Shenoito B'Shvacha Megidil K'sfayim B'Sada She'in Asuya Lita, K'sada Asuya Lita, that the Gemara in Bar Metzia taught us Gemara on Daf Kuf Aleph that if Reuven owns a field and Shimon goes into the field of Reuven without the permission of Reuven and he improves the field, so if he improves a field that was ready to plant trees and he planted trees, then certainly he would have a right to collect all the peiros of those trees, just like a sharecropper. However, if this field was really better suited to be used for grains, since Shimon should not have planted trees, so all Shimon is entitled to is the expenses for planting his trees. And of course, if the expenses are more than the actual profits, then certainly Reuven will not have to pay him for his expenses, and he'll only have to pay him the profits. However, certainly if Shimon actually got permission from Reuven to go and plant trees, then certainly Shimon would be entitled to the profits from these trees. And therefore, Shmuel teaches us that in a case where Shimon was a shutif in this field, so even though this field is better suited to plant grains, and Shimon went and planted trees, he would still consider that Shimon is Yerub Yishus. Therefore, Shmuel will be able to get profits like a sharecropper, and be able to collect Lemechzel Shilshavia, and he would not only be compensated for his expenses. And in addition, in a normal scenario where Shimon would just go into Reuven's Sada Shalai Bershus, that any pears which were mature and ready to be placed in a basket and gathered on their shoulders, even though Shimon worked his field, but Lemaisa, he didn't actually have to improve these pears, and therefore Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon for those pears. However, in the case where Shimon was a Shutif, therefore Shimon's considered Yerub Yishus, he even would be able to collect from the mature pears, which our Gemara calls Magilik Sefayim, which means that these pears were already shoulder length, or they were ready to be cut and carried off on their shoulders. As Rashbam points out, and Shmuel would have used the words of Shutif Inli Chazaka, Havamina, we would have thought, since Shimon is a Shutif and he can't create a Chazaka, therefore when Yari Lo Teich Sedeo, it would be considered like he's Yari Shalai Bershus, and it would be Yodel Tachtoino, and as we explained, Hoel Vele Rishus Chavir Yared, therefore Shmuel is Mechadish, that even though a Shutif is Inli Chazaka, but a Shutif is considered Kiyari Bershus Dami, and I didn't taste deal Maschel Shvacha Megidlik Sefayim, Mepharash Rashi, Bekamim Mekamis, Bechin Rabbeinu Shmuel, and so states Rabbeinu Shmuel, means Rashbam, the Megidlik Sefayim could go in another Meruili Brotzer, as we explained, and then taste brings in the second and wide lines, Rabbeinu Tam Mepharash, Megidlik Sefayim, Hanu Dovish Shabal, Yidei Terech, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.